anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Doris is your guide. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Doris. Anything and everything with Doris is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Doris.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening to the Anything and Everything with Doris podcast, and I am your host, Doris. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, where they play uplifting music to get you through the day. You can find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I hope you're having a blessed day. Today, I want to talk about toners. All women seem to have some type of beauty routine, and some of us use toners every day, and some of us don't use them at all. And one of the great questions I've always often wondered, do we really need to use a toner at all? I mean, think about it. We wash our face really good and put a good moisturizer on it. Do we really need to use a toner? Or is this some ploy that they're using out there just to sell us more beauty products? So guess what I did? The little nerdy me set off on a journey to find out, do we really need to use a toner? So here are a few reasons that I found on why I should use a toner. Number one, it removes any dirt or extra oil that might be left over, giving you that squeaky clean feeling. It would seem like if you washed your face good enough, you should have gotten all that off. But then again, how do you know? Because the toner will show you what residue you left behind. Okay. Number two, it balances the pH of your skin after a wash, making it more acidic and preparing it for improved absorption of a moisturizer, therefore making sure you can reap all the benefits of your moisturizer. Okay, now that's a very good reason. And number three, it is a great way of adding potent ingredients such as antioxidants and anti-aging ingredients to your skincare routine. That's also another good reason. And actually, that makes sense, and I never thought of that before. Because like I said, I make my own toner. And one of the simple toners I use is just pure rose water. And we know roses are so amazing for our skin, right? Wow. Okay, so there we go. That's three amazing reasons why we should use a toner. Adding an extra dose of goodness to your skin is made possible by using toners. However, that would only apply if you're using a good toner for your skin. Unfortunately, many toners you find in the market today will either have too much alcohol drying out your skin, or just may not have the right ingredients for your skin, or even not be potent enough to add that extra layer of protection. It's for this very reason why I learned to create my own toner. I have oily skin, and I found that when I use alcohol-based cleansers and toners, they were causing my skin to dry out, which wanted my skin to make more oil, which caused more breakouts. And if you have dry skin, you would not want to use alcohol-based toners either. And that's when I began to learn as much as I can about which ingredients are best for my skin. And it would turn out that they are great for everyone's skin. It's just a matter of these four simple ingredients, and I change them around from time to time based on what my skin needs. And you could do this too. My number one all-time favorite ingredient is rose water. Whether you make it yourself or you buy a pure one, You can spritz this on a pad daily. Use it as a toner. Make sure you're getting all that residue off your skin. Or you can just spray it as a refresher all throughout the day. Your skin will love you for that. You can also check out my blog on exactly what roses do for your skin later on. Another ingredient I use often is aloe vera. And again, you can easily get it directly from your plant or buy it pure. I also have a video on how to get it from the plant, and I will post that in the show notes below also. Another great ingredient is vitamin C powder. I use that when I want to add a little boost to my toner. And you have to realize that all three of these ingredients are anti-aging, which are a great plus no matter how old you are. Not only is it an antioxidant that can repair your skin, but it also has anti-aging effects, from making your skin glow to reducing hyperpigmentation. Vitamin C can make your skin healthy from the inside out. I also add glycerin because there are times I need that extra hydration. And here is how you can prepare a great toner using all four ingredients. You will need a half a teaspoon of vitamin C powder, a half a teaspoon of glycerin, a half a teaspoon of aloe vera, and one full teaspoon of rose water. The first thing you do is mix the vitamin C powder with rose water. Then add aloe vera and glycerin to this mix. Make sure the vitamin C powder has completely dissolved in the mix. Next, pour this mix into a spritzer bottle. And that's it. Like I said, I use the mix different from time to time. Sometimes I just spritz rose water on my face and go. Or I might add aloe vera after spritzing the rose water. But other times I blend them together with vitamin C. Just make sure that you do not use this mix more than a week because vitamin C is unstable, becomes oxidized easily, making it ineffective. You can always adjust the quantity of the toner, but make sure the vitamin C powder is in a 1-4 ratio with other ingredients. Rose water is a great cleanser, which does not just remove dirt efficiently, but also is soothing for the skin. Aloe vera is also soothing and hydrating, and glycerin is a super hydrator. You can use this blend every week or mix it up like I do. There are other wonderful ingredients I add every now and then, but I chose these four today since they are so easy to find almost anywhere you go and are great for all skin types. You can find my previous articles, including this one, in my blog and video on YouTube, and I will list those in the show notes below. So if you are not using a toner for whatever reason, you can now try an easy and affordable one that is much healthier for your skin since you do not have all those other yucky ingredients that you find in the ones in the store. You can have fresh, younger looking and glowing skin much easier than you ever thought you would. Just give it a shot and let me know in the comments how it worked out for you. Thank you for listening and God bless. Be sure to check out our show notes below where you can donate to support us, check our references, or see what else we offer. Thank you for listening and God bless.